It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Each and every week at this time, we welcome in 90.5 WESA reporter Noah Brode, who covers city council for us. Noah, good day.
Good day, Paul.
A bill to establish a property tax relief program for 2015 is up for a preliminary vote in the city council this week. Tell us about when that is going to unfold.
Okay, so due to the primary election tomorrow, both of the meetings will be held on Thursday consecutively in the morning. And so this is up for a preliminary vote on Thursday. So I'm assuming there will be a lot of discussion on this bill. It's pretty interesting, the backstory to it. The state began giving the city a specific grant in 1994, $7.5 million per year. So it's a pretty hefty amount. And the city was, according to Councilman Burgess, meant to use that grant for property tax relief, like the bill he's proposed. However, that grant has been used to pay off a development loan that was taken out by the URA. They've been paying that off with that $7.5 million yearly state grant, which Councilman Burgess says is inappropriate. And that loan is going to be paid off in full in 2015. So Councilman Burgess says, let's use it for its original purpose, which is property tax relief.
Now, Councilman Burgess has been very busy these last few weeks. We've been talking about him a lot. We've been talking about legislation that he has introduced or is trying to shepherd through. How much do you suppose the high profile that he is assuming lately has to do with the fact that other people on the council, Bill Peduto in particular, are involved in the mayor's race?
Well, I think it's interesting because for a little while, there was at least speculation that Mr. Burgess would run himself, Reverend Burgess, I should say. And so really, it was an interesting sort of aspect there, because that would have pitted Council President Darlene Harris, who's a staunch ally of Mr. Burgess, Reverend Burgess, rather, against him in the mayoral race, and it ended up being that neither of them ran. So that's an interesting situation right there. Reverend Burgess has sort of been growing in his position on council. He was named a finance chair, which is the second most powerful position on the council. He was named that by Council President Harris for this legislative session. And really, since then, he's been, creating a lot of legislation and, taking strong positions on a number of bills, even those that he hasn't introduced himself. So really, he's been sort of making a name for himself over the past year and a half.
Might we see him run in 4 years?
I would not be surprised if Councilman Burgess made a run at some future point in his career.
And before we move on, the URA loan, that will be paid in full in 2015.
That's right, yes. Yeah. So the URA, the loan that was taken out in 1994 by the URA to pay for some development projects, will be paid off in 2015. And that's when Councilman Burgess is suggesting that this property tax relief program should start. And here, I'll give you a little detail on this program that he's proposed. It would be available to people whose property assessments went up due to the property reassessment that we had in the recent years. And it would be available only to those who have owned their home for 10 years in the city of Pittsburgh, or for those who've owned their home for 5 years who bought their home with assistance from a nonprofit or from a government entity.
All right. Well, thank you for clarifying all of that. Can be a confusing issue.
A lot of quid pro quos there, I guess.
Yes. There is some legislation in the works to change the powers of the Citizen Police Review Board. It's up for a final vote on Thursday. Again, they're doing this Thursday to get out of the way of the mayoral election, the primary tomorrow. So what about this particular vote?
Right. So this is an interesting bill, and it's sort of the de-evolution or whatever you'd like to call it, of a sort of stronger measure that was going to be introduced by Councilman Burgess, who we just mentioned. He wanted originally to publish an abridged version of the Pittsburgh Police Rulebook. So they're pretty much complete policies and procedures would be, publicized if he had his way. However, that is against state law due to, public safety concerns. So this is really sort of a weaker measure that was introduced by the Reverend after he learned that that would violate state law. What this does is it moves the review period that the CPRB has over any new police policy in Pittsburgh. It moves it from after implementation. So instead of looking at, new police policies after they're already implemented, which is currently the case, the CPRB will now look at them 15 days before they're implemented, and have in doing so, they'll have the same power as the police union. And the police union does support this legislation. Really, it doesn't change things very much. The CPRB still can only make recommendations. They have no power to stop any policy from taking effect on their own. They can only recommend to the mayor that he do so, or the chief. And so really what this does is just changes the review period from after implementation of a new policy to before implementation.
But of course, Councilman Burgess is looking to use the CPRB as the eyes and ears, his words, of the public regarding police policies. So as this plays out, is that realistically something that you can see happening?
That's already the case. That's the reason that the CPRB exists, is to be the eyes and ears of the public. I think Councilman Burgess wanted to go, like I mentioned, that step further and publish the reports, publish the policies of the police bureau, but that wasn't happening. This is an attempt to get the CPRB a little bit more power. However, it's not very much more power. It's really just a sort of change in procedure.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer on 90.5 WESA. We're talking with our city council reporter, Noah Brode, here on the program. Another issue to mention, City Council will put a final vote on legislation that would allow the City County Sports and Exhibition Authority to apply for a $20 million federal grant for the redevelopment of the Civic Arena property. This has been a big issue that is coveted real estate. Where is this headed?
Right. So this is a grant from the Department of Transportation. It's called a Tiger Grant, worth, like you mentioned, $20 million. And it sounds like a lot. However, in the grand scheme of this Civic Arena property redevelopment, it's going to be just a small part of the total price tag. But really what this is laying the groundwork, laying the streets and sidewalks, and, you know, sort of creating that street grid where the Civic Arena sort of took it away whenever it was created and built in the 60s. And so really this sort of lays the groundwork for future development. It's going to take a lot more investment than $20 million, but this is really where it begins. There are a couple of interesting things going on here. So in addition to the streets and the sidewalks and the lighting that's going to be put in place here, additionally, there will be utility lines laid down, and these will be extremely green, I should say. They're using a new technique called tree reservoirs. These will capture rainwater that is coming down from the Hill District, you know, flowing downhill from the hill, and it'll capture it so it doesn't sort of flood the property, and then they'll use that for watering the plants and the flora that they have there on the property, or they hope to have. And in addition to those tree reservoirs, they're also separating the sewer line from the storm water line so that there's no overflow associated with that. So a couple green measures that are sort of innovative new techniques at managing stormwater and sewage in a different way, hoping to be put in place here. This is all contingent on the SEA getting this Tiger Grant. They do have to apply. It's a very competitive process. So we'll see if the SEA can get a hold of this $20 million grant from the federal government.
Well, it's a fascinating story, and this is that particular uptown area is one of the few areas where you could do something like what you're describing, because in order to get to capture that runoff, you have to have something that's on a downhill grade, which the old Civic Arena was built on.
Right.
So it's just taking advantage of the whole way that the land is set up.
Right. It's sort of turning a disadvantage that, you know, it could be prone to flooding because of the downhill slope, and turning it into an advantage, you know, capturing all that water and putting it to use. So it's really an interesting little project.
Well, we have just about a minute or so left in this segment. And before we wrap up, I just wanted to mention to our listeners, if they haven't heard already, that Noah Brode is leaving the employ of WESA. He has worked here since the station signed on as WESA back in July of 2011, done some fine work for us. And Noah, we're going to miss you. What would you like to tell the listeners about where you're headed?
Sure, yes. We're headed to the Annapolis area. My fiance and I and our daughter, we are following Mackenzie's job there. She's going to be a pharmacist with CVS in the Annapolis area. So we'll be headed down there. I'll be hopefully popping up on some public radio down in the Maryland area.
Well, Noah, we want to wish you good luck and success to you and your family, and thank you for all of the fine work you've done for the station and for us here on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks, Paul. It's been an honor. Thank you.
Coming up, we'll talk with the host of the Dinner Party Download, Pittsburgh native Rico Galliano, when Essential Pittsburgh continues on 90.5 WESA.